This is program number LW2163. Well, it really happened. A friend of mine, a school teacher, told me it really happened. Hi, this is Larry West. He said that once while he was teaching in junior high, he received an obscene phone call one night, and he immediately recognized the boy's voice. He knew who it was. The next day at school, just after the bell rang, he got his students' attention, and he told them, "I've got something serious I want to talk to you about today." He said, "I received an obscene phone call last night from one of you. And," he said, "I know who it was that did it." And then he said, "I'm going to give that student until 3:30 this afternoon to come to me about it. If he doesn't come, I'm going to take matters into my own hands." Well, the student came. And his response was, "What are you going to do to me?" And to his surprise, the teacher said, "Well, I'm going to forgive you." Forgiveness, it can change your life. It changed that student's. That student became a model student. He became a leader. He became one of the best students in the class. And when the end of the year rolled around and the students learned that my friend, the teacher, wasn't going to return the following year, it was that student who went to the teacher first and told him how sorry he was that he wasn't going to be back. Forgiveness. It can change your life. I don't know about you, but speaking personally, after I've been in an argument and after I've had time to cool down a little, and when I see that I was the one at fault, I can hardly wait to apologize. I mean, I want forgiveness. Know what I mean? You know what guilt does? Guilt stifles you. It's like putting 100 pounds of rocks in a backpack that you put on just before you try to run through the day, you know, early in the morning hours. And all day long, it slows you down. It weights you down. You just can't perform. You can't accomplish. You can't succeed. But forgiveness, it's like taking that backpack off. It changes your life. When George Washington was general, there was a prisoner one day in his ranks who was sentenced to death for treason. But there was a fellow who came to Washington on the boy's behalf and pleaded for his life. And this is what Washington told this fellow. "The state of public affairs demands the severest measures against traitors and spies, or I would cheerfully release your friend." All of a sudden, the man interrupted. "Friend," he said, "he's not my friend. He's the only enemy I have." Well, Washington was shocked, to say the least. Here was a man pleading for the life of not a friend, but of his enemy. So he asked him, "What do you mean?" And the man began to tell him how his enemy had always treated him, and it was for sure they were anything but friends. But here he was pleading for his enemy's life. Well, Washington was impressed, incredibly impressed, so impressed by his example, get this, his example of forgiveness, there's the word again, that Washington granted the reprieve, in fact, just in time to save the man as he was going out to the gallows. Forgiveness, it saved that man's life. It also changed Washington's. You know, it was a long time ago that a man looked down from a cross and he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And it changed the course of history. Jesus is forgiveness. I'm Larry West at World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Forgiveness, you can get it. I've written a pamphlet called, "What is the Gospel?" In it, we talk about God's forgiveness. What is the Gospel? It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.